This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear friends, a very good day to all. At the outset, I thank our Honorable Vice Chancellor and the podcast team for giving me this opportunity to talk on a very important topic and theme. At this point, it is very rational to talk about TB elimination, especially in the immunization strategies, when the global countries are marching towards TB elimination. The threat of TB has rampaged over the globe for more than a millennium and still is a major public health problem worldwide. Although efficacious drugs are available for the cure of TB, increasing incidence of drug resistance, concurrent HIV infection, and diabetes mellitus render the treatment options less satisfactory, thus hindering the progress of the national TB programs. You know, we are all committed, especially the Indian government is committed to end TB by 2025, and the global countries are committed to end or eliminate TB by 2030. So therefore, the TB control measures need a different approach, usually a multi-pronged approach with a combination of better drugs, rapid and accessible diagnostic services, and vaccines or immunization. In fact, vaccination strategies against TB have been predicted by mathematical models to accelerate the path to TB elimination more rapidly. Till date, we have a single approved TB vaccine since 1921, that is the BCG vaccine or the Bacillus Calmette-Guerin vaccine, which is already a part of the universal immunization program in India. With increasing deployment of the BCG vaccine, it soon proved its value for neonatal vaccination, and it would be fair to say that the current position of BCG vaccine is that it protects against extrapulmonary TB and severe forms of TB disease in infants. However, the BCG vaccination has its own demerits than merits, especially in the high TB prevalence areas of the world. Paradoxically, TB vaccine development has not shifted gears over the last 140 years, in contrast to the younger brother, the COVID-19, wherein more than a dozen approved vaccines with documented efficacy have been developed in a span of 2 years. As we commemorate the 100th anniversary of introduction of BCG vaccine, it is essential that the scientific community globally focuses its attention to the development of more efficacious next-generation vaccines. Dear all, an ideal TB vaccine should achieve either of the following: prevention of infection, that means the vaccine does not allow the bacteria to establish itself in the host; prevention of the disease, that means the vaccine contains the bacteria and prevents reactivation after infection; and number 3, prevention of recurrence or relapse, that means the vaccine prevents relapse after cure from TB disease. In other sense, vaccines can broadly be grouped as pre-exposure vaccines, which prevent infection, like the BCG vaccine, which is administered at birth, or the post-exposure vaccines, which are the need of the hour, as nearly 1/4 of the global population is already exposed to TB infection or infected with TB.
This is Voice of His Baby.
If you look at the history of TB vaccination development, it traces back since the discovery of the TB bacilli in 1882. Various scientists and microbiologists made futile attempts to develop a safe and immunogenic vaccine against TB until in 1921, when Calmette and Guerin established a live attenuated stable vaccine called the BCG. It was targeted primarily at newborns to reduce childhood mortality. As I told earlier, with increasing deployment of BCG vaccine, its drawbacks became increasingly clear, and now it is proved that it is inefficient against pulmonary disease in all age groups. Hence, BCG vaccination has made little impact on the incidence of TB morbidity and mortality so far. The scientific community has been well aware of this, but the interest to develop the next generation vaccines was not aroused because of the single factor of negligible funding. Fortunately, amidst this challenge, we have a light of opportunity shown by our COVID-19 vaccination research and development strategies. It is hoped that successful research and development platforms and the virtually unlimited funding for COVID-19 vaccines will provide helpful guidance for improved research and development in TB platform as well, from preclinical to clinical studies, followed by accelerated deployment. Thus, towards the end of this decade, some of the vaccine platforms in TB which may be available in the market include subunit vaccines, killed and viable whole cell vaccines, viral vector vaccines, recombinant BCG booster vaccines for adults, etc. Of these vaccine platforms, the one which is very promising is the VPM-1002, which is a genetically modified BCG currently in phase 3 trials across many centers in India and which is marketed by our own Serum Institute of India, Pune. Also, a dozen other vaccines are entering clinical trial assessments, making TB immunization or the vaccination scenario brighter than before. Yet, the overall goal of TB elimination remains challenging. I love to quote the statement by the Independent Panel 2021 reports on behalf of the WHO, which said, "Our message for change is clear. No more pandemic. If we fail to take this goal seriously, we will condemn the world to successive catastrophes. The ask or the demand is large and challenging, but the price is even larger and more rewarding. With so many lives at stake, now is the time to resolve." Although this message was for COVID-19, the admonition should not be restricted to the newly emerging diseases like COVID, but extended to the current looming threats of drug-resistant TB as well. Thus, the medical and scientific community, researchers, public health specialists, corporate sponsors, philanthropists, and these world governments should join hands in TB vaccinations development so as to end TB by the turn of the century at least. Thank you.
This is Voice of SBB.